The World Health Organization has declared Mpox a global health emergency for the second time in 2 years. And to tell us more about Mpox and what this declaration of a global health emergency means, Dr. Margaret Harris from the World Health Organization is on the line. Dr. Harris, thank you for joining us. First of all, what is Mpox and why has the World Health Organization declared it a global health emergency?
Good morning, Anya. Mpox is a member of, it's a virus. It's a member of the orthopox virus family, and the most famous member of which is smallpox, which, as you know, we eradicated. But there are lots of other different members like cowpox and camelpox. And it's been around for a long time. It was first actually identified in 1970, almost identified actually in 1958 in Denmark. But it in animals at that time, first seen in humans in 1970. And so it's been around, but it's now spreading rapidly. And one of the versions, a variant has developed, which has got the very boring name Clade 1B, which has caused a very large outbreak in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, but it's also spread to neighbouring countries and to countries that have never seen it before. So that's why we've declared it a global health emergency, because we really have to take a lot of action to contain it.
And how does this virus spread?
It spreads by close contact. So you can get it through sexually, through touching, kissing or sex, or you can get it from touching animals. That's how it used to happen, mostly from hunting or skinning, but also physical contact. So the very first versions we saw, which was Clade 1A, was usually from parent to child. We didn't see much sexual transmission, but there was another version, Clade 2, which you may recall two or three years ago caused a global outbreak, and it was very much sexually transmitted. That was contained, that was stopped, but now we're seeing this one, Clade 1B, that seems to be quite strongly sexually transmitted and is spreading very rapidly.
Who's most vulnerable to Mpox, or is there a particular group that's more vulnerable, or does it affect people equally?
It affects really anybody who's been in contact with somebody else. And the reason it's so infectious is that it causes a rash with little blisters on the skin, and then they open up and, the fluid is very, very infectious. So that's why it spreads very easily and can spread very easily between children, because I think any parent will know children do a lot of touching and they basically are all over each other. But there's quite a high death rate with this Clade 2B. We're seeing 3% case fatality rate at the moment. And that's probably because we're seeing it spreading through people who are really immunosuppressed because they've been in conflict, they're starving, or they've got HIV. But it's, again, not clear. Is this a more lethal form? And that is one of the other things we're very concerned about.
And we had one case, I think, declared in Ireland last week. You said it spread to countries that have never seen Mpox before.
Yes, I'm not sure if the one in Ireland is from Clade 2B, from Clade 1B, sorry.
Whether it's this particular strain and part of this particular outbreak, yeah.
Exactly. But that is the concern, because it's spread rapidly to a lot of countries in the region around Africa. So we're seeing in Burundi and Uganda and quite a few of those countries have never seen it before. So, again, we've got countries that there's a lot of travel to and from. Another reason to contain it as quickly as possible before it starts spreading to the rest of the world.
So what should health authorities around the world be doing at the moment, and what can individuals do?
So again, the most important thing is to be aware. So I'm really glad you've contacted me so that your listeners understand that if they've been travelling, if they do get an unusual rash, make sure you go and get it checked out and get it tested. And don't be in contact with others while there's any concern that you may have this particular virus. And again, the authorities need to have heightened awareness, be vigilant, be able to provide testing for people if they have any concerns that they have this.
Could this turn into a pandemic?
Well, this is one of the reasons we raise the alarm when we raise a global health emergency of international concern is to prevent a pandemic. So that's exactly where we are. We're at the prevention stage. We're calling in all the resources. One of the important things, there are vaccines available, but they're not available in the countries that are currently experiencing the outbreak. So we need to get those vaccines there and get them to people. And that's one of the other reasons to really mobilise all our resources to stop this from becoming a pandemic.
Dr. Margaret Harris from the World Health Organization, thank you for joining us on the programme this morning.